بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. شیخ سیدی علی خواص رحمتہ علیہ ہم سے فرمایا کرتے کہ غیبت کرنے والوں اور چغل خوروں کی صحبت سے بچتے رہو. شیخ سید علی خواص رحمتہ علیہ علامہ شاہرانی رحمتہ اللہ علیہ سے اولویز انسٹرکٹ اس to stay far from people who engage in ghibat and in gossip. Stay far from them. کیونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے داؤد علیہ السلام کی طرف وہی بھیجی, وہی فرمائی تھی کہ اے داؤد, مبارک ہو اس شخص کو جو نافرمانوں کی جگہ پر کھڑا نہیں ہوتا. بیکاز اللہ تعالیٰ has revealed to نبی داؤد علیہ السلام mentioned in the Kitab Zabur, this, that Allah Ta'ala says, blessed are those people, Allah Ta'ala congratulates those people who do not stand even near to people who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. Or na fasiko ke paas baitha hai. He does not sit by fasiks. Fasik is the person who flagrantly, openly, in public, he commits sins. No shame for Allah Ta'ala, no shame for people. He commits sins in the public, he's a fasik. So, saying Allah Ta'ala, say, blessed is that person, is full of barakah that person, who stays far from the people who are fasik. Or na chughal khoro or ghibat karne walo ko musahib banata hai. And he does not befriend people who engage, indulge in chughal, in gossip, and in ghibat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ghibatu ashadu min al-zina. That ghibat, it is even worse than zina, worse than fornication. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he would make dua, a'udhu bika min sa'ib su'i wa min sa'ib su'i wa min sa'ati su'i. He said, oh, I seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala, with Allah Ta'ala, from an evil moment, and from an evil friend. An evil moment is a moment which you spend in futility or in sin. You wasted that minute in sin, or you wasted in futility. Futility means something is of no benefit. Neither benefit in this dunya, no benefit for you in the akhirah. And futility, it ultimately leads to sin. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, I seek your protection from a futile, from a idle, and a moment which is evil. The evil of that, of wasted time, it will be seen in the akhirat. You will regret, purpose to waste his time here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about a moment, people waste hours and hours. In what? In evil. Look at the cell phone evil. They'll set glue to that evil. In the idle sport, kufar sport. They waste the time. And the Ta'ala not created us for that. Ta'ala, we created us for a noble purpose. There's an object of our life. Why did Allah Ta'ala send us in this dunya? Not to waste their time away in futility. You've been sent here to purify yourself. We have to purify ourselves from the evil in us and prepare ourselves for mort, prepare ourselves from the meeting with Allah Ta'ala. So if it's time to end this life, also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, dunya jifa, this dunya is carrying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But at the same time, it is the opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity which Allah Ta'ala has given us to purify ourselves, to prepare ourselves for our home in Jannah. The value here of ibadat, you'll understand that value in Jannah there. No matter how much ibadat one makes and zikr in Jannah, it will not have the same value as the zikr which you can make here in this dunya. So every minute should be devoted to the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. While you're walking, you're sitting, you're working, keep the tongue engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. La yazal lisanuka bi zikrillah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your tongue should remain ever fresh with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. No, this tongue is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, a wonderful ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It should not be misused. It is, in addition to its physical activity, tasting food and eating and speaking, its function is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It must be engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he seeks the protection of Allah Ta'ala from an evil friend, an evil companion. A bad friend, an evil companion, comes in the hadith, is worse than evil deeds. It's worse than an evil amala. Sayyah, an evil friend is worse than that. Person commits an evil deed, the moment commits a sin, he regrets, and he gets the tawfiq to make tawbah, and he purifies himself with tawbah. But when he's in the company of an evil friend, then gradually the evil of the sin, it disappears, he becomes desensitized. So gradually, by degrees, the sin will no longer appear to be a sin. That's the reason Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that an evil friend, an evil companion, is worse than even evil deeds. A doubt, jo shakhs logo ke uyub, zahir karta hai, zahir karne ka irada, ya zahir karne ka irada karta hai, main usko qiyamat ke roz tamam logo ke rubaru khar karunga. Allah Ta'ala reveals to Nabi Dawud alayhi salam, say, oh Dawud, the person who publicizes the faults, the sins of others, you see someone committed a sin, now you go and you speak about that sin to others. You try to defame him, try to insult him, try to belittle him, forgetting that about your own sins. A person who speaks of the sins of others, that person is soiled in with the fault of sin himself. But his takabur and his shaitan has blinded him. His cupboard is full of skeletons, but he sees the sins of others, he don't see his own sins. So Allah Ta'ala revealed to Nabi Dawud alayhi salam, no doubt, the one who publicizes the sins of others, on the day, or he doesn't, or he just intends to do it. Or he intends that thing to speak about to somebody about the sins of another person, but he did not get that opportunity for some reason or other to speak about it. It is still recorded in his name amal that he has spoken bad of another mu'min. Comes out in the hadith. Man ayyara akhahu bi dhanbin lam yamut hatta ya'malahu. That a person who taunts another Muslim, he committed a sin, or maybe an argument, now you remind him of the sin you had committed. Then Allah Ta'ala said, that person will not die before he falls into the same sin. Allah Ta'ala will create such circumstances that he will commit the same sin. No, one should be careful. Don't speak of the sins of others. Speak of yourself of your own sins. And there's a lot, everyone has numerous sins. A doubt, jis shakhs ne apni aankh niche ki aur farz ko mehfooz rakha aur zaban ki hifazat ki, wo mere nazdeek muqarrab hai. Allah Ta'ala explains the qualities here of a person who is muqarrab, who is very close to Allah Ta'ala. He's very close to Allah. The person who, one who lowers his gaze. He lowers his gaze. Doesn't look at something which is haram. At naam mahram. Females. Or the female doesn't look at mahram male. And this is such a disease that almost everyone, he suffers from this evil disease. People even who are so-called buzurg also, ulama also, mashayikh also, everyone is involved in this evil disease of looking at females. It makes, in addition to making a fool of himself, he is completely oblivious that Allah Ta'ala is watching him. Now what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about such a person, مَنْ نَظْرَ إِلَى مَحَاسِنِ مَرَاتٍ أَجْنَبِيَةٍ السُّبَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيْنِ السُّبَّةِ الْآنَكُمْ فِيَيْنَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person who looks with shahwat, with them, lust at a female, a غير محرم female, on the day of Qiyamah, hot iron rods will be shoved into his eyes. So when that evil desire develops in a person, look at a غير محرم female, immediately bring to mind what's going to happen to you, to these eyes. Everyone's involved in this. And it's a simple thing. You don't require muscles to take your eyes away. If you want to fight with somebody, you require muscles, strong arms. But to take your eyes away from looking at evil, you don't require muscles in the eyes. The problem is that people are not prepared to struggle a little bit. The moment that nafs makes an evil desire, you just keep in. So obviously, if that is one's attitude, then obviously there won't be islah. You will not make islah of your nafs if you are not going to struggle. The condition for being successful in your reformation, islah of the nafs, it is mujahada. You must struggle. وَالَّذِي جَهَدْنَا فِيْنَا نَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who wage jihad in our path, against the nafs. Allah Ta'ala makes it easier for him, opens up the way. Islah, reformation, is not achieved by means of zikr and dua. Zikr and dua brings barakat in your effort. If there's no effort, no mujahada, then you can forget about the zikr and dua assisting you. It brings you, the condition for reformation or Islam is jihad against the nafs. You must make way jihad constantly. And an easy way is at the time when the evil develops in you, think at the same time. Don't brood on the evil, think Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. The two malaika are with me here. With me here, if you develop that perception that it become vivid in you, and then at all time, inshallah, the person will become alert. Then there won't be any difficulty, I think, to suppress the nafs and defeat the nafs. But each effort, the nafs is suppressed, Allah Ta'ala rewards you with a glitter, with a jilla, with a nur, you know, and in this manner you constantly always you rise higher and higher, and that's the way one develops taqwa by means of jihad.